Time to add another page to the history of space exploration in New Hampshire. This week, a team of high school students taking part in the Project SMART summer program at UNH sent a small spacecraft 105,700 feet into the air. That's over 20 miles up. And it came back down to Earth without a parachute. To explain how they did it, we turn to Lewis Broad. He teaches at Timberlane Regional High School in Plastow, and he worked with the students who launched the craft. Lou, welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, thank you.
Can you first tell us about this vessel?
It's made out of styrofoam, pink insulation foam you can get at any home improvement store, quarter-inch thick stuff. They make a about a meter wide, about a three-foot-wide conical shell. The shape of it has a fairly high drag component. So as it falls, it stabilizes and falls fairly slowly. A couple of years ago, we had a situation where the parachute tangled around the camera and actually blocked the view of the descent. So we got to thinking about a redesign that doesn't use a parachute. I actually assigned it in my physics class to experiment with various falling body designs. And we came up with this conical shape descending, looks almost like a flying saucer vehicle, that falls slowly enough so that the payload is safe but doesn't involve any parachute.
The launch day was Monday, and it launched in Brattleboro, Vermont. Was that because it's sort of the Cape Canaveral of New England, or was that chosen as a launch site for a particular reason?
Yes, it's far from the coast. If we were to launch from Durham, where Project SMART is, it would be out in the ocean in a matter of minutes. So we need to go far enough west in order for this thing to fly over land and drop down someplace where we can actually go retrieve it.
We talked about how it came back down to Earth, but how did you propel it into space?
It was launched by a weather balloon, a high-altitude balloon. The balloon was originally about 7 feet wide at launch and with about 200 cubic feet of helium. And as it rises, the balloon will expand and expand until it bursts. When the balloon bursts, that's when the package starts coming down.
Every good research spacecraft carries a payload. What was the payload on this craft?
We had several things on board, some new experimental stuff for us. We had several cameras on board. We had a microcontroller system that was recording altitude, pressure, temperature, Geiger counter readings. The microcomputer was also programmed to terminate the launch if the package went outside certain longitude and latitude lines so that it would automatically bring us down into a safe zone.
Humans have been sending crafts into space for over a half century now, but there's still this aura that's attached to it. What was it like for you and the students as you looked at the camera images and you were thinking to yourself, you know, this little thing that we built actually went into space?
It's always a thrill. This is my 25th balloon flight. I've been doing it with high school students since 1999, and it's always a thrill to see those videos and those pictures. The first 4 or 5 years we did it, the cameras were too large to fly. Now they're microscopic size cameras. They're only about 2 inches by 2 inches. And it's always a thrill to see those videos. The kids just loved it. The physics professor working with us, Dr. Smith, he just saw that pop video and he just loved it. That was a thrill for him. It's always exhilarating to see these.
Well, Lou, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Lewis Broad of Timberlane Regional High School. You can find out more about the craft he and the Project SMART team sent into space this week at nhpr.org.